Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Angel Antics. You're here tonight with DC Love and Eileen Powers, and we really want to welcome you. We are thrilled to have you here, and we always love our listeners, and we even love you when you come back and listen to us in the archives. And so our show today is DC Love has something that she wants to share with us. No guests today, but I do want to tell you, next week we are going to be having Eric Glenn, who is a medium from the United Kingdom, and along with him comes a gentleman that he channels, and his name is Teddy. And so, anyway, we will look forward to having Eric Glenn on our show next week, and he'll be calling in by Skype. Which helps him out. So we look forward to that next week. And so you're listening here right now to Eileen Powers and my co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. I love you.
I love you too, Eileen. And I'm so happy that we're, you know, it's that time again. We're back and, yeah. You know, we're here to spread a little bit of love, a little bit of joy, some beautiful divine messages, and maybe a few laughs or two, a little hijinks. I'm thrilled, Eileen. But I do have a little message. I have a little message from the angels. As I was getting ready to read the channeled message that I had, angels also want to let everyone know that positive changes are coming, Eileen. And this is in regard to finances and career. And just trust that these changes, you know, are going to bring wonderful opportunities. And the angels are going to help to ensure that everyone has a continued flow of abundance. So just, you know, watch out for those, you know, little synchronicities is what I'm getting.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Well,
so,
you know, I have something that kind of went with that, but I'll share it in a little while. It had more to do with the abundance of family and people that are in our lives. So I'll share it later, though. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us what
the little message that I had, Eileen. Here's the channel's message.
All right.
Beloved ones, today, see yourself through the eyes of the angels. Stay centered in love. You were made of love by our Creator. Allow the angels to guide you in making the changes that you are waiting for and aligning with that which makes your heart sing. It is your time to shine. You are ready. The world needs your shining light more than ever to bring about these positive changes to the world. There has never been a better time to be who you are. Love is who you are. Let your higher power guide you on this journey and let love transform your life. Invite the angels in to help you achieve your dreams. No request is too big or too small. You are worthy of all the good that life has to offer. The universe has a plan for your life. You must trust and go with the flow. Live your truth. The angels will help you realize your infinite potential. Believe in yourself. Each day is preparing you for the next chapter of your life. Dream big. Focus on being of service to others, because when you do, you will receive all that is needed to succeed. Share your divine gifts with the world. You create your destiny. Live the life of your dreams. We love you, your angels.
Oh,
and that's
that was
the
beautiful.
Panel. Thank you.
Wow. And when did you receive that?
I received that, let's see, I believe it was, that was yesterday that I received that.
Wow. Well, TC, you know, I have actually never asked you, but how does it come to you that you
Eileen,
get all the
great
messages?
Question.
Let me ask
well,
a couple
know, like,
questions. And
that's
what
a
I'm
cool
saying
question,
is,
but it's funny and it's serious at the same time.
Oh,
what
no,
I want
no,
to
no,
say
I
is,
am.
Well, my messages come in so many different ways. I mean, at times I could be, you know, riding with my husband in the car, and I'll look at a billboard and I'll get a message. Or I could be listening to the radio or watching the TV. I mean, everything to me has a message. Anything and everything brings in messages, Eileen. There was one time when my husband and I were driving on the highway, and I looked over and I saw a picture of Albert Einstein with his tongue sticking out. And then it was shortly thereafter that I channeled him. So some of the messages, you know, come in and they're really funny. Others are really serious. I mean, they come in so many different ways. I'm just like very visual. My messages start with something visual.
Okay. So, what I really would like to know, just for my own, you know, how could I help tap into this? Because we all do have the ability, and I do a few things different than you do. And so that's why I know a lot of the messages you get when you're driving along. Hang on, let me finish. I know a lot of the messages you get while you're driving along, but these ones that are beautiful, that are really long, do you take time? Once or twice a day or whatever, do you take time to sit down and drop into a meditation or prayer? Is that when these beautiful prayers and loving messages, that you know, these longer ones that you get, not the ones that you hear in your head that, you know, like Michael Jackson gives you and it just rhymes into your head, but, you know, these beautiful prayers that you share with us. That's kind of what, you know, do you sit down with pen and paper and then, and pray, you know, meditate, or how do those arrive?
Well, you know what, I do my meditation first, and I mean, they come at any time. Like I said, you know, sometimes we're just driving along. The one day I went to a doctor's appointment with a loved one, and I had a beautiful message, like, not too long ago. So I meditate, like, you know, in the morning, but the messages come out about, like, they start coming at any time, Eileen.
Okay, so you can be anywhere and any time. So you carry a notebook with you. You know, give our listeners an idea of how they can, you know, listen to their own messages. You carry a little notebook, and that's how.
Don't carry a
notebook.
No, sometimes I'm digging through, like, the glove compartment to find, like, something that I could write on, you know, or digging in my purse, like an old. I should carry a notebook. That probably would be like one of the smarter things to do, but I don't. And like I said, all of a sudden these messages start to, you know, they start to come. So then when I start hearing them and everything, then I start writing them down.
All right. Well, I think it's wonderful. I do know that, you know, other inspired people, like, say, Wayne Dyer. He believes, you know, you get up at 3 a.m. and you do, you know, you sit and take the time and you just write, and whatever comes out, comes out. But with you, the way you know, it happens with you is, you know, it's this, the freedom of your life doing what you're doing. And when these messages arrive, bam, you're expected to find a piece of paper and write them down. So I think for our listeners, when you are inspired and you have a little message, man, you find that scrap of paper and write it down. You never know what it is you may be receiving and that you might, you know, want to start sharing with others. So thank you, DC, for sharing with everyone how it works for you, because it truly is different for absolutely every person. But
it is different. And you've got to find out, like for me, like I said, I think, like, the sight is one of my stronger points. I'm very visual. So you've got to figure out, like, what it is for you that is, you know, one of your stronger points. You know, I mean, I have, like, clear sight. I do have, like, the hearing. Like, at times, like, I'll hear the angels, like, yell in my ear, but it's not all the time. So I see more so, like I see, and then, I don't know, I see it and I feel it, you know. I do hear it. I mean, I do hear it, too. Sometimes I smell different things, taste different things. But I think, like, the clear sight is one of the, you know, one of my stronger, you know, clears.
Yeah, like you said, you're very visual.
Whereas with me, it's a lot of vibration. I feel a certain vibration, and I read that, you know.
Yeah.
So.
But it's all good.
Right.
You know, it's all good.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. It's, you know, whatever way it comes, there's many a way, and no way is right. No way is wrong. It's just
right.
All I wanted, you know, you have a unique way, and I wanted you to be able to share that with our listeners because it opens them up to opportunities. It opens them up to their own spiritual opportunities, and that's part of what our show is all about. This is not something that is meant, this light that we work with, beautiful light. Of love and you know, to be oneness with others and all is really meant to be shared. It's not meant to be harbored or held. And so that's why I asked DC to share how she connects and how she receives these messages so that you too have an opportunity to walk in and do some of the same type of work with the light that we work with. So welcome all, and we do have quite a bit of a board here of callers, so let's take our first caller. All right, our first caller tonight is going to be from the 256 area code. 256, are you there?
Yes, I am. My name is Kimberly. How are y'all?
Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to Angel Antics, and thanks for calling in. We're doing well tonight. Do you have a question for us or just a general reading?
Yeah,
all right.
My question is about just my finances. I'm learning to think positively, but my son's going to college, and I want everything to work out well for him, and then I do want to increase my income as well. And I just need some direction in that avenue.
All right, well, let's see what comes up.
Okay, Kimberly, this is DC.
Hi.
The first thing I want to say, hi, hon, thank you for calling us. The first thing that I wanted to say is just be grateful for what you presently have. Okay?
Okay.
Just be thankful that you have, like, the money that you have to pay the bills. Every time that you pay a bill, say, thank you, you know, for, you know, to the universe, to whoever you, you know, want to communicate with, God, the angels. Thank you for, you know, allowing me to have this money to pay the bills, okay? So even though that you're not where you want to be, like, presently, financially, just focus on what it is that you want. And then, you know, then you're going to be able to make a plan. When we focus, it's really helpful, and we're able to discover what we need. And when you understand, you know, like, your financial situation, that's going to go a long way, Kimberly. And I'm getting that there's going to be financial success around you, okay, and you're going to have a very rich and rewarding life. So just, you know, just maintain an attitude of gratitude is what I like to say. And I'm getting, like I said, you know, I'm seeing money coming to you. I don't know, you know, how it's coming right now, but you're going to have, you know, the money that you need. So don't worry.
Okay.
And I'm getting just, you know, make sure that you think positively. Keep thinking positively. I'm getting that, you know, you're really going to have a lot of success around you, Kimberly, and it's going to be beyond, you know, what you could have dreamed of. So make sure that you believe in yourself. The angels are helping you. I'm seeing you're having, if you haven't already, you're going to have some epiphanies around you. You're going to be very inspired. And this is going to be what's going to help you to have that abundance and the happiness that you truly deserve. Okay, so just like I said, please don't worry. There's going to be a lot of blessings in your life. I'm getting like happily ever after. This is going to be the beginning of, you know, the end of stress, okay? So what I'm getting is sort of like the light at the end of the tunnel, okay?
Okay.
So there's, you know, there's nothing to worry about. But what I'm getting to, I want to ask, are the people around you, I'm feeling like there's some negativity, like negative people around you, and I'm feeling like negative energy.
Well, I really don't, it may be some coworkers, because I really don't have any quote unquote friends where I'm living right now. So
just okay, even like in the work atmosphere, watch the people around you. If you feel there's negativity, please call upon Archangel Michael, and he's going to vacuum out all that negativity, because when you are in, even in a work atmosphere, when you're in, you know, in that state, it's very draining. If you're around people that are negative, you're going to feel really tired.
Yes.
Okay, so ask Archangel Michael to come in. He's going to vacuum it away, and he's going to help, like, you know, seal up your energy so that it's not affected. But I'm getting, like I said, happy, happy times are coming. And you have, you know, you have family on the other side that really, they believe that you have what it takes to succeed, hon, okay?
Okay.
And they want you to just, you know, believe in yourself the way that they believe in you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and they're so proud of you, hon, and they want you to know that you are as good as anyone else, you know, and everyone else that you think about when you think about success, okay?
Okay.
So please don't, all right? And Kimberly, just like I said, just enjoy, you know, enjoy the here and the now. Start focusing on your finances in a positive way. Think positively. You know, thank the universe for what you presently have, and you're going to see everything is starting to change, and it's in a beautiful way. I don't know if you have a significant other, but I see you in, you know, in a long-term relationship. And it's either going to start, or if you're with somebody, it's going to really deepen, okay?
Okay.
God bless, honey. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Kimberly, I actually have a really, really quite powerful message for you. And I pulled cards from a deck. And my deck is a 78-card deck. It's an angel deck. And there is only 22 major arcana cards in the deck, and you pull three of them out of three cards. This is really actually probably not more – this is probably not as much about your finances as it is more about your journey in life and what you should be doing for your journey in life. And I know you asked about making sure you had finances for your son and which direction he's going to make sure that he's going to be happy. But remember, we cannot make anyone else happy if we're not happy on our own journey. And sometimes, I just have to throw this out here, it is not always about providing, even for education for your children. They are adults. It is actually healthy for them to help provide for their own education. So just throwing that out there as food for thought that, you know, there's a lot of accounts, a lot of ways to get to the same spot. There's, you know, the beginning couple of years of college, you know, can always be done at a community college level. They are actually the same level courses, often use the same books. Can be done through FAFSA for a lot less money, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, just throwing that out there. Mother of four four college graduates, two with their AAs and two with BS, one working on the master's. So just a mom over here throwing that out there. And the reason why I'm telling you that is because this is really a big, and it really is about having more self-discovery for yourself. You really aren't taking the time to create the power of joy within yourself. You're working too hard at too many other things, making too many other people happy, and not really walking your own path. It is really time. You must do that. In order to really bring great joy into your family's life, you must live in great joy yourself. In order to truly love others as deeply as you possibly can, you must truly love yourself, honor yourself, and do the things for yourself that really count. And one of those things is self-discovery and some spiritual teaching, which you are really desiring right now. So I suggest, if nothing else, find time for some quiet meditation. I've got
two areas, two things really directing you at the very beginning of your reading. It's telling me that along with that spiritual teaching, quiet meditation does not have to be formal in any way. It can be done at a park in your lunch hour. And moreover than shutting your eyes and being inside, sometimes it is being in the moment, leaving your eyes open. But the greatest thing I can tell you about that is to be with the breath. If nothing else within your meditation to free your mind, use the breath. Count a certain, whatever is comfortable for you, whether it be 4 breaths, 5 breaths, 8 breaths, which is a lot. But count your breath in to a count of 4 in and 4 out. And do that for 10 minutes of your lunch hour at a bench by yourself. Just each and every day to bring you back to focus and center and self-discovery of that. The next thing I have for you is that you need to really... DC also said it, and I have to agree with her, about an intimate relationship that you're in or coming your way, but also telling you to weigh your decisions carefully, because that is going to be the most important to you, is to weigh those decisions in life, because the decisions you reach right now are going to greatly, greatly affect your future. So weigh all the decisions right now importantly, especially when it comes to yourself and that life purpose direction in which you're being called. You are superiorly being called to do right now. Make sure your choices are just thoroughly considered, and that you're these.
Hello?
Hi, did we lose Eileen, Kimberly?
Yes.
I think she'll be back. Just hold on, hon. She'll be able to give you the rest of your reading. One second. And in the meantime, I could just give you a little bit more if she doesn't join us right away. And thank you. But you just, sometimes, the angels don't give you what you ask for. They more so give you what you need. And that's the direction that Eileen's reading was going, is the angels were... giving you some of the stuff that you really do need,
I did come back. I'm sorry. For whatever reason, my phone just... When I brought in Archangel Michael, my phone just passed and just died.
Kimberly, that I just tried to answer the question, that she had. But I said sometimes the angels, they bring in what you really need as opposed to what you're asking,
Right. So let me finish with her real quick, because I'm almost to the end here. That you really are on a very powerful path of your own enlightenment. The world is yours if it's your choosing. You've really done a job well done up to this point. And as you meditate, be very grateful for all you have, which is also what DC told you, is all you have and that all you've been given. That gratitude is going to bring you more. That power of joy is going to bring fertility. And again, the very closing of it, front and back, both tell me to tell you to take the time to meditate. And then that's the message I have for you the next time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. All right. And our next caller is from the 708 area code. 708.
Hello.
Welcome to Angel.
Yes,
hi.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Cindy.
It's Cindy.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the show. And do you have something you need to focus on tonight?
Yeah. What can you tell me about meeting my twin flame?
All right. Well, let's just see what the cards have to say.
Hi, Cindy. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
The first thing that I'm getting for you is listen to your gut feelings. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the first thing. What is your gut telling you? And I'm also getting, I don't know who it is that's around you in spirit, but listen to that inner voice. That's the same thing as your gut feeling. And that's going to be what's guiding you to find that twin flame, okay?
Okay.
So when you make choices, you know, you could ask yourself, do you ever ask yourself a question and wait to see how your body responds the way that you feel about it?
No.
It's really important because, you know, you could start off simply just by saying, in other words, say, you know, should I eat this piece of candy or should I have a salad? You know, and you're going to see which is better. Your body will communicate back with you, Cindy, but you're very intuitive. You know that love is coming your way, correct?
Yes. Yes, I do know.
And this is a beautiful, complete, happy, balanced type of love that's going to last your entire life, okay?
All right. Do you see marriage?
So okay. Like you said, I have to see. I didn't ask because you were asking about the flame. Let me see, the twin flame. But he's coming. I'm getting there's a good possibility of it. But just like you said, don't get ahead of yourself. Just, you know, first connect and don't scare him either because you know, you're awakened and you know what's going on. Give him, you know, a little bit of time to catch up to speed.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And you've got to get out and you've got to look for him. You've got to get out and, you know, go places because he's not going to come and knock on your door. I know that. Okay?
I know that too. Yes, I understand that.
Yeah, so just, Cindy, he's coming. And like I said, you've got to get out and just mingle, and you're going to connect with him. I feel like the time is really, really close. Okay?
Okay.
But you just have to, like I said, just, you know, are you getting yourself ready, like physically ready for love coming your way? Are you making room in your heart? Because you have to prepare for this beautiful love that you want. Okay?
I'm absolutely preparing for it, yes.
Okay, so you're giving yourself time. You're giving yourself the space that you need. You're preparing this beautiful space for him, and you're working on yourself because what you want in him is what you want to work on in yourself. If you want him to have a sense of humor, you too must have a sense of humor, okay?
Okay.
So work on the beautiful qualities within you that you want to find within him, okay?
Okay.
Just know that you deserve this love that is coming your way, okay?
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do they say or can you see about what age this new man is?
That would take a little bit longer, hon, and I can't do it like on this show right here.
Okay.
That takes a bit more time, Cindy, so that's not going to be, you know, I'm not able to do it right now because it's just a little bit too time consuming. But just in the meantime, do what you love. What's your passion? Follow your passion, hon, okay?
Okay.
Just be grateful for what you have in life. You know, think positively and just, you know, find what it is that you love, and that's going to help you to connect with him, okay? And that's going to help you to, you know, instinctively know what to do. But I'm getting it's, you know, this is the time for you to really start, you know, manifesting. You know, you have the ability to manifest. You can bring him in sooner. Do you feel like how it's going to feel when he comes with, you know, the love that's coming your way? Focus on the beauty of that love, Cindy, and that's going to draw him in closer a little bit faster, okay?
All right.
Okay, so just hang in there. I don't feel it's too much longer. I feel like there's going to be a lot of luck around you as well. You have the ability. Do you know how powerful you are as a manifester?
No.
You have this amazing ability to manifest. You are extremely, extremely powerful. Okay?
Well, that's good to hear.
So just start, you know, putting it out, what it is that you want. You have to put it out to the universe. The universe is listening. Sort of like, Cindy, you have this little genie in a bottle. And you open the, you know, you open the little tap, and he's listening to everything that you're saying. He's hanging on to every word. Okay?
Okay.
So only say, you know, only say and think of things that are going to be positive and things that you want, hon, okay?
Okay, I can still feel him very much in spirit, too.
Yeah.
I feel his energy really strong.
Yes. And with that said, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless, hon.
Thank you, GC. Love ya.
I love you, too, honey.
I do see you do have someone coming into your life, a very intimate relationship. And I think it will be between 1 month and 3 months is what I got when I asked. It's not going to be as much as 6 months. I think it'll be before that, like I said, between 1 and 3 months. And events are going to be moving really fast, and a lot of your delays are over. So there's actually been many things happening at once. But you must, you know, really open yourself up for, open your heart and really have that mind around you. Sometimes be really childlike, but you are a magical person. So you really do have the intuition. But don't jump the gun. Even if you know, even if you think, bam, this guy's the twin, that's the one, please don't jump that gun yet. Just allude to a little bit of mystery, okay, because that's what I'm being told is a little bit of mystery. Keep yourself magical because that desire to want that which you do not know, it's always intriguing if you jump right in and inform and tell and, oh, you're the one I've been waiting for, blah, 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 blah. It might scare them away, or it might not be as much fun of how new relationships are. You know, we go into new relationships because they're exciting. People get, sadly, they get tired of sometimes being in the relationship they're in because that exciting spark of that newness of a relationship is no longer there after 30, 40, 50 years, whatever. And for some people, it's less time than that. But just know that the excitement and the spark of that relationship is what reaches those great heights of that specialness of creation. And so it'll be a time of creation. Know that. Expect miracles, all right? Expect the miracles within that. But that's what I see. That's what I have for you. And I hope that resonates with you tonight, Cindy.
Thank you. Thank you both very, very much. And I love your show. I listen every week. I love it. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
wonderful.
You.
Thank you, Cindy. And I'm so glad you called in here to Angel Antics tonight. Good night.
Oh,
we'll talk to you soon.
Good night.
Oh, all right. All right. All right. Wonderful. And our next caller, let's see. I don't have a list here. I'm trying to not miss people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hi.
646, are you there?
I am. Hi, it's Helena. You guys were so awesome last week that I'm calling back. Got questions that I'm led to say, maybe just tell me what I need to know. Thank you.
Okay. And it was Jillian.
Helena, hi.
Hi.
Okay. You know what? What I'm getting is the angels want you to trust that you have all the knowledge and the skills and the talents that you need to fulfill what it is that you're desiring. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just touch with your feelings. Okay?
Okay.
And that's like such a strong link that you have. And your feelings are an indicator of what is working and what is not working. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just use that. That's going to be the best tool that you have. Okay? And have faith in yourself and your beliefs, your intentions, your choices, your actions. Alina, everything you do comes from a place of love. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the universe is going to reward you with abundance. And make sure that you're open to receiving and accepting your good, okay? And
mm-hmm.
this abundance is going to come in many forms, okay? It could come in, you know, maybe the form of a project starting over. And just make sure that all that you do is aligning with your soul purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And just faith, like I said, the angels you. If there is any fear or doubt that comes up, just give it to the angels, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting the letter C around you. I don't know if that, you know, resonates with you. It could be a person or a place.
I have a friend
if
with an
A. If it's immediately evident, just write it down, Helena, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay?
But we do have Archangel Gabriel coming in, asking you to speak your truth, okay?
Yes.
Be honest with yourself and everyone around you, okay? If, you know, are you holding something in that you really need to, you know, to share with others?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's some family stuff. Or
okay.
It might be about a roommate. Mm.
Okay. Just be honest, you know, be honest, okay? And, you know, you have to see what Helena needs first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, look out for what you need in your life first, okay? And call upon Archangel Gabriel if you need, and, you know, you'll have the help that, you know, is needed. But she's also asking, Archangel Gabriel is also asking you to, you know, like, you have plans and everything. Now you've really got to start to put those plans into motion. Okay? I'm getting that you're really creative, Helena.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting you have the ability to really, like, you know, create something really beautiful and amazing.
Okay.
And I'm getting, like, I see you connecting with Mother Nature, you know, and I know that you're outside a lot because I know when I do guest appearances, I hear you. You're always en route. You know,
yeah.
So
in motion.
You're always in motion, but with Mother Nature, when you're outside and everything, you know, your intentions are magnified, okay?
Uh-huh.
I have the words
around
you. You're going to be really successful. Just, you know, really believe in yourself, move forward. I see a lot of prosperity around you, okay? This is a time, you know, to really for you to get things done.
Okay,
so you have Archangel Michael. He's going to help you as well if you need courage and strength. But you've really got to, you know, you've got to take action. You have, like, such passion, and you know what to do is what I'm getting. Helena, you already know what to do.
Okay. I mean, I think I have been taking a lot of action, but maybe there's more. I mean, there is more, but I do keep going for it every day.
Good. And everything is working out. It's everything is fine is what I'm getting, okay? You're going to have so much success getting the word success around you, okay? And you have the ability to really, like, be there and direct others, too, so that they know how to, you know, create something and be successful. You're a very powerful person, okay? But the only thing that I want to ask you, Helena, is, you know, when you're doing all of this, you know, physically we feed our bodies. We don't, you know, we pretty much take care of that. But the angels want you to feed your spirit as well, okay?
Yeah.
So it's time to feed your spirit, and you're going to feel stronger. You're going to feel, like, you know, more energized, more powerful. And I'm getting, like, a little picture in my head, and it's the Energizer Bunny.
That's
so, you're like the little Energizer Bunny, okay?
Yeah.
And to feed your spirit, I don't know, like, what your soul, your spirit is hungering for. That's something that, Helena, that you've got to figure out on your own, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it could be, you know, it could be, like, you know, walking. It could be, you know, going to lunch with a friend. It could be just sitting by yourself, going to the beach, laying down on a beautiful pillow. Whatever it is, your spirit will direct you, okay?
Okay.
And the more that you feed your spirit, the stronger it becomes.
Okay.
And, you know, when the stronger it becomes, your vibes become louder and more clear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the angels are encouraging you, Helena, feed your beautiful spirit every day, okay?
Thank you for that, yeah.
And that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over now to Eileen. God bless you, Helena. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank
you so much
you.
For calling us. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Helena. What I have for you is
It's really time right now for great spiritual growth for you, and this could actually even involve some relationships that you're in, the growth in those relationships. I've seen a lot about family and all, but it has to do with really just opening your heart to those around you, and allowing them the space to be trustworthy. And it also has to do with that sometimes people seek you out for heartfelt advice. So any advice that you give others really must be trustworthy too. It's a back and forth situation that you're in. But this is a huge flow of emotions that you've been dealing with lately. So there's just going to be a resurgence of those relationships that are really coming to a level where they're going to be able to flow better. And some of this is going to be done by opening yourself up to new thoughts and new ideas and actually gifting others by doing that and seeing what, you know, your abilities to gift others. You're kind of just kind of drop to the wayside some other things that have been holding onto your emotional balance, things that you just don't see eye to eye with. You're really blooming in this area, so have patience with yourself. It really is a process that you are going through right now. So one of the things you're asked to do is to go outside and refresh your energies, whether it be to go for a walk or actually really get out, you know, into, I'm seeing pine trees, if you can get out into, you know, some sort of foresty area for a nice little hike or something. That would be really, you know, just get some fresh air somewhere. Overall, the situation that you've, that we're alluding to, it's really going to be handled in a very just and fair manner. But you just have to do your own personal work on it. You're not being asked to do other people's work or really being, you're not really being compromised or asked to settle for somebody else's view in this reading. What it really is just really gaining that self-confidence and renewing yourself and just seeing your own growth and spirituality and in the intuition within yourself, which is going to bring you more trust. And just know that, you know, you have this open heart and that some of these things are not meant to be held. Clear them by going outdoors and refreshing yourself. But in the end, something that just really is off and doesn't really seem to be going along, but is thrown in here on this reading, is that I do see that you have some really great gifts coming your way. Whether it be some sort of money or maybe a new career opportunity coming your way. It's a little bit further down the way, maybe towards the end of the month. Maybe receiving some money or a loan, getting some bills paid off. But it's something to do with some sort of abundance of finances. And so that was the picture that I have for you that I'm seeing today. So I hope that resonates with you. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling us.
Thank you.
Sorry, it was Helena. It was not Cindy. Sorry, I get confused when I start reading.
Yes, Helena. You know what?
No worries.
I have to ask, before we let you go, are you in a public area?
I am. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just wondering, but Eileen and you were talking, and I was just hearing, like, all these other voices, so I was just wondering.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's fine, but I was just wondering, because we get voices all the time, so I was just trying to see which side they were from. That's okay.
But, see, it's funny, I don't hear them, so they could be from somewhere else.
I
didn't
heard
hear three
or four
of them.
I did. I heard three or four people talking. I was just wondering.
Actually, no one's really talking around me, but there's, like, you know, a bell and an engine sound on the bus, you know, motor.
Yeah, no, this is voice is speaking. So if there's no one talking around you, there must be a lot of people around you in spirit, and they were talking as Eileen was talking.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I heard like three or four different voices. And what I'm getting, one of them was saying, don't rush into making a big decision right now. Does that make any sense?
I'm just trying to decide if I should go to my cousin's daughter's graduation, who's my godchild. I just felt very distant from these people, and I just feel hurt with them, and I kind of don't want to go.
Okay. Helena, I would just say, if that's your godchild, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I would, you know, it's about your godchild, right? This is like her time,
mm-hmm.
or his.
Yeah.
I would say yes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then whatever wherever the ill feelings come up or whatever, just pray for that situation. Pray for healing for the people and everything. And, you know, you can use a small little prayer, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And that will heal any situation, whether it's big or small.
Okay.
Right. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you,
hon.
All right, and let me use a tool that I have. Give me just a moment, and I'm going to ask a yes or no.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I did not get a resounding yes, but I did pull a card, and it said that you really are ready, that you have the resources and ability to manifest any magic that you need to. It's represented by Archangel Raziel, and it is the magician. So if you do choose to go, you can create the magic to have that situation's outcome be whatever it is that you desire that day. If you go to it with the vibrational energy that there's going to be an issue, a problem, or that you have some sort of resentment towards them, that will be the day that you will magically create. If you go with the desire of the honor that this child has graduated and she's moving forward with good choices and good prospects in her life, and that the joy of her family is more than any issues that's ever come into your life, then that will be the magical day that you create. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do understand that. I'm still feeling more no, but you guys are giving me a different view on it. And a good
Helena,
day, actually.
Is there a dad in spirit with you?
Yeah.
I'm seeing a male figure around you very strongly, a prominent male figure. Father-like figure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a man in spirit that's going to be there with you to give you the courage that you need.
Okay.
So I'm getting a lot of strength from this gentleman that's going to be with you. Okay?
It could even be my uncle Mike, which is this child's grandfather.
Okay. And I'm getting see it in your mind, believe it in your heart, and achieve it in your life. And it goes along with what Eileen says with the magic, you know?
Okay.
And I will tell you, I use a couple of tools, including the pendulum, and I ask the pendulum, which gives me really clear and concise yes and no answers. It's been very, very good to me. It's been a very good tool. And I will say I did get a no answer when I asked, should Helena go to the graduation? But if you do choose to go, just know that you can create the magic of the day, which is both, you know, in different ways, but what DC and I have shared with you today.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
The best resource is your own magic, is within yourself. And take the time to go. And like I had taught another of our callers earlier, that meditation is about the breath. Set your intention of the question that you ask of whether you should go to the graduation or not, and set your breath at a pace. And as you meditate for even 10 minutes, you will receive a message. I promise. You will receive a message. And that is That is your intuition, and it will be, it will not lie to you.
Thank you.
All right? Does that?
Yeah.
All right.
That's
angel
good.
Blessings, and go with your angels and go with God, and know that He will give you your answers, and your angels and guides, guardians, and your loved ones that are past become your guides and guardians. Just know that they are there for you. Ask them. They do know. And they will help you make that choice. All right?
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you both. Big hugs. Thank you.
Oh, God bless.
Very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling. All right. Well, we hope we helped her in some way tonight. The next caller I have is from the... What do you think?
I said definitely. I hope we've helped her and even the people listening. Sometimes, you know, if, even if you don't get, like, to connect with us, you know, even listening, you should be able to be receiving guidance.
Yeah, very, very true. And just to let you know that, you know, this is BC Love and Eileen Towers here with you tonight on Angel Antics on Sacred Embers Radio. And we want you to know if anybody would ever like a more in-depth reading, we both do more in-depth readings. We are both Reiki masters. We are both Reiki teachers. And we both offer classes, and we can do them do them all by distance. So if you'd ever like a longer reading or anything, you can find each one of us on Facebook, and we would be more than happy to give you something a little bit more in-depth than what we can give you here on the show and in a quick call in this format. So, but thank you all for coming. And our next caller that we're going to take is from the 860 area code.
Hello.
Hi, 860. Welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
It's Amy. How are you?
Good, Amy. Thanks for calling the show. Welcome. Do you have a cool specific question for us?
Yeah, I actually, I'm looking for a relationship myself. So I'm wondering if you see somebody coming in that's like-minded and like a reflection of myself. Because I feel like I've become my best friend.
Oh, that's awesome, because that's the best place to start, is that you are your best friend. Because then when you go into a relationship, you actually know who and what you are offering to a relationship. You have to love yourself best first. And then the right love will come in. So, but let's see what the cards and your angels and your guides and guardians have to say tonight. And the masters, depending on who wants to arrive. Maybe Joan Rivers will tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Amy, this is DC. What I'm getting is, hi, I'm getting hearts all around you. And I'm getting, you know, within maybe a couple weeks to a month, I feel like you're going to meet someone that's going to be really, really interesting.
Oh,
okay?
Yay. Yeah.
But you've got to get out, and of course you've got to get out, and you've got to go places and mingle in different things. Okay? You can't, Joan's saying, you know, don't think he's going to be, you know, knocking on your door there. You know, you've got to get out and meet people.
Sure. That makes sense to me. Yep.
Yeah, so I just feel like this is like, I don't know, you're entering sort of in like this new phase, okay? And it's a really positive phase of your life, okay?
Yes.
And just be grateful for all the good that's in your life.
Okay.
Counting your blessings, you know, just it helps you to realize how lucky that you really are. And positive thinking is very beneficial, okay?
Yeah.
But I am getting like within a month you're going to find a new relationship, and make sure that you're clear on what exactly you're looking for.
Okay? Yeah.
And just be honest, okay? Because if you and I went, you know, to a restaurant and I put in like a really, really, you know, detailed order of what I wanted and you were vague, well, chances are that I'd get what I want, but I'm not sure if you'd get exactly what you wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yes, I'm right with you. Yes, I think that's why I've taken time to get to know myself all over again and reinvent myself. Makes sense.
Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome. And I'm getting, you know, like you have to make choices from your heart, okay?
Yes.
The power of love is all around you this month, okay? Like within a month, the power of love is just like really, really, you know, taking center stage, okay?
Yay. Yes.
And I'm getting that you're going to have like really, really like deep felt emotions, okay?
Yeah.
And this could be like the one is what I'm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just really get yourself ready, okay? And you have Archangel Raphael with you. I don't know if you're in the market to manifest that soulmate relationship, but I mean that can happen, okay?
Yep. Yep. Makes
so
sense.
You've got to be really clear again on what you're looking for, okay?
Yes.
And
that
just, you know, call upon Archangel Raphael. He is our healing angel, but he also helps in matters of the heart. Okay?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So he's going to be there with you. I'm seeing, you know, you're saying love and everything, but are you like in the market for like a new pet as well? Because I'm seeing like a little furry animal.
You know what? You're not the first person who told me that. It's funny. You see a little dog around me. No, not yet. Maybe he has a dog. I don't know. I have no idea.
Like I'm seeing a little furry paw. To me, it's either a little kitten or a little puppy. But
yeah, no,
and you know,
not.
And I'm getting going to be a beautiful love, you know, loving connection as well.
Oh, that's sweet. Do you know how we meet by any chance? Or is it just, I'm definitely out there. I'm into art. I go to art galleries. I go to coffee shops. I'm into music, into jazz.
Okay, well, I'm not, like, the angels, you know, you've got to be creative in what you do. The angels aren't going to give you, like, all your answers, so... You are going to meet that person soon, but you have to do a little bit, you know, you have a little bit to do on your end as well.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So just, you know, keep, like, manifesting that relationship, putting those beautiful thoughts out there, okay? And,
yes.
You know, when you put them out there, the angels deliver them to heaven, and you have Archangel Sandalphon that is, you know, he's with you, and he's delivering, like, all of that you're wanting, all your prayers to heaven. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
I'm getting meditation. You have to meditate a little bit. And like Eileen was saying, you know, breathe and meditate. And you're going to get some answers as well.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
And I feel like you're going to be guided, you know, down the right path. And you're going to meet that person. But I have one thing to ask before I turn you over to Eileen.
Sure.
What is the story that you've been telling yourself as well as others, okay?
What's
because what I'm getting, honey, is that your story is like sort of like old and outdated, sort of like a movie. If you watched a movie, you watch it a couple times. It's not as good as it was the first and maybe even the second time. Your story is like sort of, you know, it's getting old, okay?
Okay.
So you're being asked to just, you know, let go of that which is, you know, old, tired, and outdated. Anything that, you know, holds on to pain and suffering and frustration, you know, let it go.
Yep.
Okay?
Like,
does that make sense?
Yes. What you were saying before to the other person, I love you, I forgive you, I'm grateful, I'm sorry. I say that every night. It's so refreshing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to turn you over now to Eileen, hon, and thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Amy. Hi. What I have for you tonight is that you really just need to stretch your wings and get out. I have a yes or no pendulum here that I've been asking questions on. And what it's saying is don't underestimate yourself. Just really, you know, assert yourself. Show who you are. Stretch your wings and really fly. Be confident with yourself. You know, take your bra strap there and, you know, those lips that it hooks with, you push them right out through your chest and you show everybody who you are. All right. Don't hide yourself.
Yes.
Just really put yourself out there and show who you are.
And, you know, don't do it arrogantly. Just be proud of who you've become. And,
yes.
And you know, just, yeah, just, be, you know, have that self-confidence. Because
yes.
Any other thing, that is what's going to be self-fulfilling. I deserve this respect. I walk forward with my head held high in honor of who I've become.
Yes.
And that's actually what's going to really, really draw in things to you. You don't really
okay.
need to hurry things. It's going to happen in due time because
okay.
everything is meant to happen in you know, it's meant to occur in the perfect timing. So just
yes.
know that it is on its way, definitely. There's
okay.
a few life memories that have kind of, there's a few past life memories that have actually been
okay.
holding you back a little bit that you kind of need to work through. So if in your dreams, things that you feel
yes.
like you need to resolve, you know, just read something about it, read something on it, and that may actually, you know, assimilate the
okay.
the process of healing those areas of your past. But I'm seeing something
yes.
that's giving you a little bit of sleepless nights.
Yes.
You're not really sure why you're waking up, but you are. And
that's
so these are actually
happening. Yes.
Okay,
it's
these
happening.
Are these things that are being held, past memories of past lives that
okay.
you need to release, you know,
okay.
just, you know, things that block us. It's kind of like expecting the worst, and then it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. When you wake up, you lavish that energy, that abundance, that joy. You know,
okay.
you stretch in the morning and you reach up and say, I am going to have a grand and glorious day. But somehow
yes.
in that night when you sleep, there's things that come in. So those are things that
yes.
you actually have to work through and
yes.
resolve those. And you can do that. You already, you know what they are. You have the ability.
Yes.
Sometimes you're also being called to actually, I don't know if you ever do, but you're actually being called to use your skills to help children or work with children in some way, guiding them in some way. So if you see
okay.
an opportunity to work with kids somehow, whether it just be Sunday school at church for an hour, so be
yes.
it. Do that somehow or another. Maybe sometimes it's just, you know, going down to the play yard with your nephews and nieces and, you know, allowing
yeah.
them, you know, get yourself out and play with them,
okay.
reaching that child within.
Okay.
But nurture yourself. Nurture yourself, and it's really actually going to give birth to these dreams. I did ask yes or no answers, and
yeah.
I did get a yes that someone is coming into your life soon. And that's the direction in which it's going to go. I kind of even foresee that it may be within a month or so. So just keep
yes.
yourself open for that. Keep yourself with that childlike wonder. I also asked if you would recognize him when he arrived, and I got a no answer. So just know that it could be someone that doesn't seem quite right, not familiar,
okay.
somebody different than what you would normally pick. We'll say.
Okay. yes.
Be open.
Yeah.
Just be really, really open. And that's the message I have for you tonight. All righty?
Thank you. That's
all
so
right.
helpful. Very, very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll call us back real soon here at Angel Antics and let us know how things go, all right? Thanks for calling, Amy. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see what else we have here. Hang on. I'm trying to keep track of numbers here. All right. My next caller is from the 253 area.
Hi, my
253. You're here with Angel Antics. Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Holly.
Holly. Welcome, Holly, to Angel Antics.
Hi.
Thanks for calling the show. And do you have anything you'd like to know tonight, or
just whatever you pick up on is fine.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's see what messages we have for you tonight, then.
Hello, Holly. This is DC. Thank you
Hi.
For calling in, hon. What I'm getting, the first message that I'm getting is just be careful for what you wish for, okay?
Uh-oh.
Okay, stay positive. You know, be optimistic. And you're going to really be able to manifest what you want, okay, instead of what you may not want. Okay, and I see you, like, building, like, a strong foundation. There's a lot of progress. And just ask the angels, you know, they're going to help you if you need help with, you know, maybe putting in a little bit more effort, you know, towards what your goals are. And they're going to help to encourage you, you know. Just, like I said, just be courageous and keep going on your beautiful path. And you're going to manifest everything that you need, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, and just put your efforts towards, you know, like all the beautiful things that are coming for you in the future. And just, you know, be wise, you know, when all this money and different things come your ways. And like all these different, I'm seeing money, but I'm seeing opportunities. And I'm getting there's going to be so, so much more coming for you, hon, okay?
Wow.
Okay, and just, you're asked to really, like, believe and just, you know, you've got to take a leap of faith, okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting that you've been thinking about things for quite a while. And
yeah.
You are guided by the angels, okay? And the
yeah.
angels are with you, and they want you to visualize that you two, you know, as they do, you have wings on your back, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that you can fly high, just like them. Because now is the time that you are going to be, you're going to start to fly high. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting just, you know, you, and I'm seeing like, you know, I'm seeing like the ship, your ship is coming in. So that's another way of saying, you know, just believe in what's going to happen, what's coming your way. It's going to be really beautiful for you. Okay? And whatever you're holding on to from the past, you've got to let it go because there's something better coming your way, hon, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, let go of whatever, you know, you're holding on to that's not for your betterment and not for your greater good. Give it to God and the angels, and you're going to be able to move forward into this beautiful new phase of your life that you're starting, you know, you're starting. It's going to be beautiful. And what I'm being shown is you're sort of like this caterpillar, and you have, you know, been transforming into such a magnificent butterfly, hon.
Oh, thank you.
It's just, like, totally beautiful. I don't know if you are in a relationship, but
no.
I'm seeing, like, two people, and it's really, really beautiful, so that's coming your way as well.
Okay.
You know, look out for that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm also getting, you know, just listen to messages you're getting. I don't know if you're even aware. Maybe, like, you're watching TV, you're listening to the radio, you may overhear like a conversation someone has. You have psychic gifts and you've been receiving messages.
Yes.
Okay, so really start listening to those messages. Okay.
Yeah, my dreams too. My dreams are vivid.
Okay. And just, you know, whatever it is that you love, you know, do that. Nurture yourself and, you know, and the people around you and just do whatever it is that you love. Okay, and
okay.
I'm getting that, you know, you've got to make sure that you have balance because I'm sort of seeing that you're out of balance a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I stay home too much.
Okay, you need a little bit more balance in your life, hon. I mean, that's going to really help you, okay?
Yeah.
Do you have a couple animals? Because I'm seeing like animals around you, but it's more than one.
No, I'm not allowed to have any pets at this apartment, but I feed the birds off my balcony, and I feed a stray cat. That's about as much as I have.
Yeah, because I'm seeing, like, a little cat. But, you know, the angels, they really bless you for, you know, that beautiful act of, you know, feeding the cat and, you know, the birds and everything. Okay, and I see you, like, getting out. When you're outside and you're doing that, don't you feel, like, a little bit more relaxed?
Yeah, it does feel different, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm getting the words happy place. This is your happy place. And this is where you're going to be able to connect, and you're going to get a lot of messages as well, hon, okay?
Yeah, I saw a huge yellow butterfly like the size of the palm of my hand. It was huge.
Huh?
A butterfly.
Okay, and the last message that I have for you is you've got to remember to breathe, okay?
breathe.
Okay. Because I'm getting that you're not breathing, like you don't breathe like deeply enough, okay? If we shallow breathe, it's sort of like our body thinks that we're in a state of like fight or flight, okay?
Oh.
And then when we get into that like sort of state, you don't connect with the higher awareness that is within us, okay?
Oh.
So when
oh,
you're
yeah.
outside and you're just relaxing, start there even and breathe slowly and deeply, okay? You start
yeah.
with breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, and you're going to remain connected to, you know, your divine guidance, and you're going to feel so much better, hon, okay?
Okay. Yeah,
okay, so
that.
Just even before you go to bed, you know, take a couple deep breaths and just, you know, see what the difference is, because I know myself, like if you get like where you feel scattered, you sit there and you take a couple deep breaths and you reconnect, and it's amazing. It's totally
okay.
amazing. So just enjoy your journey and know that everything, you know, everything is going to be amazing, okay? I'm
okay.
getting that, you know, that you're a very focused person, so it shouldn't be too hard for you.
Yeah.
Okay, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and thank you so much for calling us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, I have for you tonight, hang on.
I'm sorry?
I'm just checking a few things before I actually start my reading, Holly. You know, just make sure I'm reading clearly the message I'm receiving. What I have for you is that lately events have really been moving along too fast. The delays are really over for you. Even though things have been happening all at once, it's time for things to iron out and settle out. You've had really, you know, as far as your family, things are going really well. My phone made a funny noise. I'm hoping it's still
connected. Yeah, I can hear you better now.
It sounded like it was beeping out. So for whatever reason, it wants to. Only when I get on this show does my phone want to die. And, of course, I run the switchboard and I have callers, of course. Crazy. It's the antics that our angels have to do with us. It's the shenanigans that we talk about. These are the things that happen when we're on show that spirit decides to kind of play games with us sometimes. So, forward with the reading is you've actually got some news of a new endeavor that's coming your way. And you really should really work towards it. I'm seeing that it's time for you to make a change. You've either been holding back from a change that you need to move forward with, but you look at all your directions. I believe this is actually some sort of artistic enterprise that you're really moving towards. It may have to do with some type of crystals or something. Do you do artwork or some sort of creative work?
Sometimes.
I see that, you know, it's just something that you should really work more towards
okay.
is that artistic expression of yourself. And also, you know, if you have the ability to work with crystals, I just to really move forward with that right now. You know, I've actually never had I've been told to tell somebody to do that, but right now I am really being told to tell you that it's time for that spiritual journey for you, and this
uh-huh.
is an area where you gain much richness and just, you know, find a niche for your own path that's going to help you grow. It's your time to walk in the light, walk with the light, and to really open up to those energies. So you're being called to do that right now. So I have no idea what I said at the beginning of the reading, but right now that's really what your message is and what your angels want you to know right now. I hope that helps you. And thank you for calling in, Holly.
Thank you, you guys. You guys are wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry, sometimes when I'm doing a reading, I will think I'm doing a reading, and the next thing I get lost in it, and that is when
spirit comes in and just wants that person to have that message. And that's how it works. That's how it works for me when I'm doing this. All right, my next caller is from the 503 area code. 503, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, and who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Teresa.
Hi, well, hi, Teresa. Oh, is this Teresa? Hi, TK. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling my show. I really appreciate it. DC, I have to introduce you. This is TK, and she is my sister. She is my sister-in-law. But moreover, her and I are really sisters, heart to heart, head to head, and we love each other dearly. DC, this is TK, and thanks TK for calling.
Hi,
calling
DC. Nice to meet you.
Yes, I appreciate that you called us as well. You know, we're really honored here at Angel Antics. Thank you so much. Is there anything on your website? PK, is there anything that you've been, thinking about that you want a little bit of insight with?
Well, can I just tell her, Eileen?
Sure.
About 2 weeks ago, a friend of mine went to an old farmhouse that he used to live in that there was a lot of activity going on. And he went there to pick apples off the tree, and he took a picture of the window, the front of the house. And clearly in the window, you could see people. But the house is vacant, has been vacant for the last 6 months. So I was just wondering how... I sent Eileen the picture and just kind of curious
I'm not going to say what I saw in the picture. What I want to do is, just DC, I want you to, what they want to kind of know is the energy that's in this house. If we can possibly tap in on that energy and, see if there is a spirit in that house and why it's there, if it would like to be released. And so are you willing to do that kind of work, DC?
Okay, I'm gonna just give you, I'm going to see what I get, Eileen. I mean, like you said, we all get different things, okay?
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to do what I regularly do. And do my cards and see what the within that is too. Yeah, yeah. So let's just give it a whirl.
What I
thought, new.
See, what I got is the word boundaries. Immediately, while you guys were talking, I'm getting the word boundaries. So I don't know, I'm wondering. I'm feeling like the energetic, sort of like the energetic feeling of the house and everything, but I have to ask you, PK, have people been arguing around you? Because I'm feeling like a weird energy too.
About this, yes.
And I'm feeling like somebody's sort of overly defensive,
That would probably be me.
Okay, and you've got to claim your boundaries is what I'm getting, Okay, and you took a picture of a window, right?
Right.
I'm getting, you're going to put a sign, go away in the window.
A sign, go away in the window?
It's to help you to help you to claim your boundaries, yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting. You have to claim boundaries. So it might not even be for the window that you took a picture of, but it could be the window of, where you are right now, and you're going to put a sign, go away, no, leave me alone, whatever you feel like. I need my peace. verbalize it. You know what I'm saying? And that's a way for you to silently verbalize it, because you're going to write it on, you know, a piece of paper or whatever, and you're going to put it in the window, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to feel, because you're not, I'm getting, you're not verbalizing enough. That's immediately what I felt. You're not verbalizing enough, okay? I'm feeling like there is a situation, and it's over. You know, if it's not over, it's going to be over soon. I'm getting, you know, that it's, you're going to feel free, okay? You're going to put it behind you, is what I'm being shown. If you've been, like, have you been struggling? Because I'm getting the worst is over.
Nothing to do with the house or the picture, but, yeah, personally, yeah. Oh,
right,
yeah.
So what,
my life is in a shambles right now.
Okay, so that's what I got. Like I said, I just, yeah, well, Eileen, I just want to say that's what, like, Spirit used that, like I said, scenario. And, you know, she was talking about, like, you know, the house and the window and stuff. And I got that she had to claim her boundaries. And she doesn't verbalize enough. So in regard to that question that you asked, you've got to verbalize. And if you can't verbalize, physically put up signs, okay? And it's really going to help you to feel better. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. It
okay.
Really does.
So don't let anybody dictate to you, too. You know, you have the choice to listen or just, you know, do what you feel. But I'm getting you really, hon, you've got to put up boundaries. And, you know, if you can't verbalize it, write it down. Put it on a bedroom door, you know, but that's where the scenario of the window came in, okay? And
okay.
Eileen, I'm going to turn her over to you, but I want to just say, I'm getting there's something that's going to happen either in 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, and this is going to be major, okay?
Okay.
And it's going to be a change for the better, hon. MPK, that's what I have for you.
Okay.
So it's either 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months, okay?
Okay,
right. Eileen.
You know, I have to tell you, Teresa, paranormal is not usually our forte. It really is reading the person that's calling. And so that's actually the energy that DC was able to read is more your energy rather than the house. When I read the house and read the pictures, what I saw was a little girl. And she had been ill, something with something ill in her stomach area. And I'm still seeing that. I'm not really getting any different messages. But she died, and she really didn't know she had passed away. She didn't know where to go or how to leave the house, and that's why her energy is still trapped in there. I think she's a benevolent spirit, and that if someone really just, you know, did a house clearing, that she could probably be easily released from that home. But I, too, actually have a reading for you, TK, and that is that you've really actually planted your seeds very well within your life.
Wait, say that again. I didn't hear you.
Okay. You really have planted your seeds very well in your life. You've been very good about sinking your roots, you know, 5 miles down and 5 miles out, and being really that solid, solid person. So, you know, you don't have really any, you know, unnecessary worry about that way. You're very well planted, and it really is, you know, you've had a little bit of slow times lately, but that's only really just a temporary pause in action, because I see some wheels really moving forward for you. It's a time for great positive change. And there's actually, I agree with DC, something's going to happen. It's either 2 weeks, 2 months. You know, something a two period time, probably not more than 2 months though, where a situation is suddenly going to move forward, and it's actually going to be a great fortune on your side, and this is going to be a big move. This is going to be more of a life purpose move rather than just a emotional move, a perspective of family, perspective of work. It's going to be a little bit bigger, a little bit deeper emotion is going to be affected by it.
But fortune is really going to be on your side in that. And this is also so supported by the next thing I have for you, which is a lavishness of abundance is going to be given to you. It's going to be about you actually giving birth to some dreams that you've had in the past. And you need to really nurture this because you really are a goddess and an empress. And you have the power and ability to make things happen. And you have some dreams that you want to really, really happen on the lighter side. You really have some romantic stories in your heart. They've propelled you and the universe and delivered you a lot of grateful love right now. And it really is very true that you really is a true love that you're in right now. But don't forget, it is time for you to blossom. It is not time for you to be stagnant. Really get started and have patience with yourself. But don't give up to move forward on things that are going to be opening up for you because there's a lot of old crap that needs to be released and a lot of newness is going to be in. And once you release that, it's going to open that door for some even new, greater, bigger pictures are going to come in for you. But it's about endings and new beginnings. And that is represented by the goddess Kali, which is, I believe, a Hawaiian goddess. And that's the message I have for you, TK.
So how do I know what choices to make? How do I know what decisions to make? How do I know not to make the wrong decisions?
You know, like I told a couple of callers earlier, that if you, take time. Take the time, sit out in your backyard, go for a walk, go to the park, sit on a bench, do it with your eyes open because the beauty of the world around you is of greatness and it gives you information, little birds, little butterflies, little things that come in. And you sit and it is done through the breath. Meditation is not about shutting your eyes, dropping into your headspace that always has this monkey mind going on. And trying to ohm or ah, that's not, I mean, that's actually a deeper meditation that takes you somewhere else into a different spiritual world or realm of experience. But for a simple meditation, it is about the breath. It is about breathing in anywhere from 4 to 6, 7, 8 breaths, depending on the expansion of your own personal lungs. And breathing out for the same count, being about the breath, dropping into the breath, and breathing in, doing a cleansing breath before you begin, focus on something beautiful wherever you can sit in peace. Some meditations are done while walking, doing walking meditations, but being about the breath, breathing in for 4 counts, breathing out for 4 counts, and connecting with your heart space. Is what it is to be in meditation. So taking care of that each and every day for oneself, whether it be for 1 minute a day or whether it be for an hour or as gurus do, some Tibetans that are deep into meditation may do it for several days in a row. But if you can only do it for 1 minute, it clears you so well. And that, before you go into that meditation, you set your intention, and then you drop into the breath and expect for an answer to arrive. And that's how that's done. And that's what we have for you tonight, TK. And I want to thank you for calling in. And we have come to the end of our show. And just want everybody to know that you're listening to Angel Antics. And this is Sacred Embers Network. And I want to tell all of you, thank you so much for coming tonight and listening to our show. Thank you to those listeners that come back to the archives and listen to the show or listen again to the messages they were giving here on our show tonight. And I want to tell each and every one of you, especially my co-host, DC Love, I love you. I love you so much.
I love you, Christine.
And I love all of our callers for calling in, and I love all of our listeners for being here. And if you heard a reading tonight that resonated with you, just know that it may have been your angels that were coming through for you to hear that message. We love you. Come back next week and listen to us. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for coming here tonight. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.